This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is all true.
It's every bit of it, I swear.
Yeah. We are joined by a young lady.
It's Jennifer Jensen.
I knew that.
She's from the Aviators.
I am. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you
gentlemen.
Doing?
She doesn't know us, does she?
No, not
she
at
will.
All.
I use the term loosely.
Yeah.
So does everybody else. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're with the Aviators.
I am. I'm one of the producers of the Aviators, now celebrating 5 years on PBS here in the States and Discovery Network overseas.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Did you ever think?
I didn't. Honestly, we were talking about this about 2 weeks ago, you know, 6, 7 years ago when this idea first started gestating in all of our small minds.
Small wallets.
Exactly. Smaller wallets. We wanted to promote aviation. We really wanted to get rid of some of the misnomers out there in the public about aviation not being safe or it's too difficult and so on and so forth. And TV, we felt, was the way to go. And so far it has been, with a Nielsen rate at 11.2 million viewers a week here in the United States.
That's amazing.
I think we're reaching a pretty good crowd. So
I think they're getting tired of reality TV.
I think so.
Could very well be. Oh, you want to get them really tired of reality TV? Do a segment on EAA Radio.
Okay.
There we go.
Yes. Behind the scenes.
Show them the insanity that goes on at the station.
Anyway.
So what's new for the next season? What are you coming up with?
Season 5, which launches the second week of September. It's pretty exciting. The first episode is actually sort of a look back on 4 seasons of the show, because like you mentioned, we didn't know we'd get this far or this big. So we thought we'd sort of pat ourselves on the back for an episode, but we've got some other really fun and wonderful segments, like Eve Rossi, who was here last year, Flying at Air Venture, the Jet Man. He's one of our segments this year. We went up to...
Which one of you got to fly the wing?
None of us, unfortunately. I begged and pleaded. They just wouldn't let me do it. I said, I'd sign any waiver you want. I'm good with that. But no, they wouldn't let me do it. We filmed with Bell Helicopters and are filming or showing the 407. We've never really done helicopter stuff. We've got Air Tractor in there because of the movie Planes, Dusty from the movie Planes, and filmed with Air Tractor. We've got all kinds of cool segments like that, even up to the Challenger 605 from Bombardier, all the way down to aircraft tires. With Michelin, we filmed a segment.
All right.
So season 5 is looking pretty cool, and we're already about halfway booked on season 6.
Nice.
Great. Wow. Have you ever done anything in the radio control model world?
We did. Way back in season 1, we were out on the East Coast for one of the big events that my mind is slipping on a Friday here at AirVenture, but a really big event that's out there. They've got an airport designed just for RC models. And now with drones being such a big deal, and unmanned aerial aircraft.
Yeah, hot button subject.
We are working with our official collegiate partner, Embry-Riddle, on looking at doing a segment on UAV this next season in season 6.
Oh, I look forward to that, because that is a hot button right now. The FAA is all over us. The AMA, the Academy of Model Aeronautics, has also come out with rules regarding what we call quadcopters, and also FPV, first person view, which is a camera placed in the aircraft and allows you to fly it as though you are inside of it.
Right.
They're both a couple of hot button issues.
They are.
And it's going to be a while, I think, before everybody figures out exactly how they're going to handle this. And once again, the technology's really outrun the rules. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to get a hold of that, and you're going to have a lot of fun with it.
I think so, too. We're really looking forward to it. You know, and even in military applications, UAV stuff has been around for a while. And the whole concept of, you know, do you want that human element involved in military situations? And of course,
yes.
I feel we do.
Yes,
that's
definitely
my personal opinion, having been there. But it's really interesting. There are some missions I think are definitely good for UAV stuff. But I know those sort of topics I'm really looking forward to talking about on the show.
You're going to need more than one episode.
I think so. We might stretch this out one.
To be continued.
Exactly.
And you know, one of the things you might want to think about too is the differences between, say, a hobbyist with, say, a 200 QX quadcopter versus the military with, say, a Predator or a Global Hawk or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody is so worried that, oh my God, you're flying a drone. No, I'm flying a quadcopter.
Right.
Huge difference.
I'm flying a model.
A model,
I'm flying
right.
A model. Right. Yeah. Right. The purpose of this is to go out and make money for the hobby shops.
And you know what's even really cool beyond that? I'm sure you guys have seen and heard about the subsonics jet flying around here this week, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big news. That started with a model aircraft jet engine.
Exactly.
You know, think
the
about
jet
that.
Cats. Yeah.
Right?
But he had to strap 32 of them on there.
Right.
Yeah, that started out with Bob Carlton, the Super Salto. Mm-hmm. He had a pair of big jet cats on that.
Right.
He's looking for something a little more reliable. The whole thing snowballed into the subsonics.
Yeah, how cool is that, right?
That's very cool.
So, but we're really excited to celebrate five seasons, and I don't know if you guys know this, but we've gone above and beyond the Aviators now. We've also got AirBoss, which follows Wayne Boggs, the AirBoss here at this show this week.
Wait, you're supposed to say the legendary.
The legendary,
yeah,
that's
yes,
right.
Yes.
And also the busiest man in the air show.
Actually, I'm supposed to say the best of the best of the best of the best.
There you go. There
Wayne
you go.
Boggs.
That's
and,
a lot of bests.
It is. And Rob Ryder, of course, mm-hmm. and several of the pilots, Sean Tucker, Mike Gooley, who are both performing here this week. The Aerostars are also in that. And AirBoss launched overseas on Discovery Network earlier this month and comes out on iTunes tomorrow.
Whoa.
Which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
That's great.
Yeah. And a whole spinoff from that show is another show we're actually filming this month called Jet Truck. If you guys remember Shockwave,
okay. Yes.
The two jet-powered Darnell family semi, we did a segment on them in AirBoss, and that has now spun off into its own thing, and we're doing a 3-episode run of Jet Truck.
Wow.
Well, the jet...
The family slogan is, when it really has to get there fast.
And it does.
It does. Yeah. It doesn't go very far, but it gets there quickly.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that sounds great. Have you had any other ideas pop up regarding, say, you know, other various air show acts?
Broke down radio announcer was not one of them.
Actually, yes, we have. Jumping outside of the aviation industry, we started filming in April for The Bikers, which is The Aviators on Two Wheels. So it's, The Aviators is all things aviation thematic driven, okay, mm-hmm. instead of character driven like Jet Truck and AirBoss would be. The Bikers is also thematic driven. It's all things motorcycle related. And that will be a sister production to The Aviators airing on PBS here in the States starting next April.
Okay,
cool.
I'm going to make a recommendation for you.
Awesome.
A don't miss event for the bikers.
Okay.
Rolling Thunder in DC Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
We went down there to it. It was incredible.
I will click
there
my
you,
pen out
there
and
you go.
There you go.
Rolling Thunder.
Rolling
I got
Thunder.
It.
Seriously, they've been doing this for a bunch of years now. It is a major event. And just to give you an idea, when they started rolling bikes out of there at like noontime, we were so far back in the pack that we didn't start rolling until what, about 2:30, quarter of 3?
I thought it was more like 3:30.
Oh, 3:30. Wow.
Yeah.
That's how many bikes they get.
Wow.
And there was a lot more behind us.
Oh, I'm sure. That sounds fantastic.
It was a great ride, and the public support was fantastic.
Good.
So there's another opportunity for
us. I love it. I love it. We're sort of following the same format, you know, with the Aviators. Everybody that works on the show is an aviator. And that provides that authenticity, we feel. And I think that's why we've had the success we have, because whether you're an aviator or an aviation enthusiast, the truth comes through, you know.
Right.
You can really see that. So on the Bikers, I happen to be a motorcyclist. Anthony, our executive producer, is a motorcyclist. I know you guys are motorcyclists. We were just talking about that out in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
Darn dear.
Yeah, exactly.
And one other of our honor hosts is not. So one of the very first episodes we filmed in April was her at an academy getting her cycling license. So we made her get her license to be involved in the program. So we're going to sort of do the same sort of thing, and I think it's going to translate really well.
Well, she'll have a unique viewpoint because she's the absolute beginner.
That's correct.
Not the one who's been riding for 30 years.
Right, exactly.
And by the way, Dave and I would be very happy to volunteer as camera bikes. You can put the GoPros all over us. We don't mind.
There you go.
I like doing that myself. You can take my role away from me.
Yeah.
but that's okay. I'll definitely let you guys go.
Well,
you
know, Pennsylvania, some of the roads are gorgeous for riding.
Yes,
on.
They are. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we heartily come out, heartily invite you to come on out and check them out with us.
Careful. I thought he said hardly.
Hardly. We'll introduce you to the local deer from a distance.
From a distance. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
You know, there's one running around now with a little tattoo of a motorcycle on his side.
Yeah, really. Gotcha.
Well, better a deer on a bike than a deer in an airplane, honestly.
Oh my goodness, yes.
There's a whole different world of trouble if you're in that situation.
Here's the question I have.
You're
probably flying too low. Exactly.
I was going to say, how did the deer get up to 5,000 feet?
Exactly.
Well, you know, they just put up a whole new fence here at this airport, here at Whitman, because of wildlife. So they extended the fence up. It used to be 6 or 8 feet. Now it's 10 to 12 feet, depending on which part of the airport you're
That'll slow them down, but it probably won't stop them.
They're pretty smart. We've still seen some foxes out there, you know.
I've seen deer carrying ladders.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what's going to worry me is when the deer start bungee jumping off the fences. Yeah. That's going to disturb me in a lot of ways.
They're going to storm the wire.
Have fun storming the airport.
That's right. That's right. We'll move out at that point.
There you go.
Yeah, really. At that point, you're going to start a new series called The Deer.
The Deer. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it sounds like you've got a full plate ahead of you here.
We do, you know, and it's just, it's really fun, really exciting. I've had some fantastic conversations this week with exhibitors here at this event. You know, this is a great venue to come out and look for new stories and new exciting things like subsonics, which we're going to do in season 6.
Oh, yeah.
And other stories like that that really get people excited about aviation, you know, and that's the whole point. That's the whole purpose of why we do what we do. And it thrills me to no end when we get an email or a Facebook message from our 150,000 Facebook fans, you know, hey, I've always been interested in flying. Never thought I could do it. I've been watching your show for 2 years, and I finally went down and signed up for flight lessons.
There you go.
There you go. You know?
That's what it's all about.
It is. It really is. Sharing the love.
How do we find out more about you?
You can go to Four Points Television Productions online, and if you want the Aviators specifically, it's theaviators.tv online. You can also find the Aviators on iTunes and on Hulu, and of course on PBS here in the States.
Very good.
I was going to say, if you wanted to find out more about Fast Eddie and Digital Dave,
Just look in the mugshots, yeah.
At doofus.com.
At doofus.com.
There you go. All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.